This technique actually uses a four-word phrase. And these words are extremely important because of the level of energy that they vibrate. Within your life, you spend so much time telling yourself no, listening to other people tell you no, thinking that things aren't possible for you. And so there's actually a lot of negativity within each of us as we have limited ourselves. And so the very first word that we use in this technique is yes. And we use it because it begins to counteract all of that energy of no that has built up within us. And it is more powerful than the no because we are doing it intentionally. We are holding our vibration in the energy and in the space of the word yes. And the way the technique works is you actually hold this image of yes, the feeling of yes, the concept of yes in your mind. And you don't allow anything else to come in your mind. You just hold on to yes. Now, in my mind, I hold on to this word and I use it to plow through all the other thoughts. So it's as if inside of my mind, I am plowing forward through the thoughts. And my focus point is on this concept of yes. And I don't allow anything else to come into my focus. I don't allow anything else to distract me. I hold my focus on that word yes. And I hold it there and I hold it there and I plow forward in a straight line with strength and confidence and determination. And eventually, I notice that all the thoughts stop. And when this happens, I release the word yes, and I'm in a state of peace. I'm in this open expansion of joy. I feel relief. Now, at first, that feeling is not going to last very long because you're not accustomed to it and your mind is going to fight for the power that it wants, that it's used to, that it demands. And so it will start thinking. And it may say something like, well, now you're thinking, wondering if you're thinking. See, this is never going to work. This is really just not even a logical concept. The mind can give you all sorts of distractions and doubts as to why this isn't working. So before you start this technique, it's really wise to turn a timer on. Make sure the timer is set for a specific amount of time that you are determined you will practice this technique. Eventually, you will win and you will gain control. Now, once you've gone into that peaceful place and you've experienced that just for a moment, the mind is going to come in with its thoughts. And as soon as you realize you're thinking again, that's okay. You're just going to pick up the next word. Now remember, there's four words. The first word is yes. The second word is I. And this is just a word. It's a statement of who you are. I. You have a presence. There is something about you that is aware. And you're going to hold on to this concept of I. And you're going to hold it. And you're going to keep it within your mind, within your framework, within your focus, so that nothing else can distract you. And you're just going to focus on I. Now, you may see it in your mind as the letter I. You may see it as a concept, or you may feel it. However works for you is fine. But grab a hold to that feeling and don't hold too tight. Just let it be what you're focused on and hold it in your focus. And plow through in a straight line, just plow through all those other thoughts until they go away and you are in that peaceful place again. Now, it may last a little longer this time, or maybe not. The mind may be putting up a battle here, and at first that should be expected. And that's okay. As soon as you realize you're thinking again, pick up the next word, and the next word is am. And there's an incredible energy that goes with the word am. So far, you have said the first three words, yes, I am. And you're putting your intention in these words. So there's a lot of energy carried within them, and you're not allowing anything else to distract you. So this is a one-pointed concentration. It's focus on the word am. And you hold that word am just like you did with the two prior. And you hold it and you hold it and you use it to plow through all of the thoughts that come into your mind until all the thoughts go away and you are in that peaceful place again. And there is relief there. Now, if you start thinking about, oh, am I feeling relief? Yes, I'm feeling relief. Now you're thinking again. That's okay. You're not accustomed to not thinking, so it's going to take some practice. So as soon as you realize that you're thinking again, you want to pick up the fourth word. And the fourth word is love. And you hold that word love. You put your focus on it and you don't allow anything else to distract you. So again, no matter whether you feel it or you just see it or you just say it or think it or whatever is necessary for you, you're going to hold on to that concept and you're going to use it to plow through all of the thoughts. As they come at you, you don't pay attention to those other thoughts. You don't acknowledge them. You don't give them any recognition. You just hold on to this life raft of love. And eventually, all of those thoughts are going to go away and you're going to be in that peaceful place again. Now, that peaceful place may not last long, and that's okay. As soon as it goes away, you're going to pick up on the next word, which is just a rotation. You just start over and you start with yes. It is this determination, this determination that makes your mind realize, oh my gosh, she really is going to do this for 20 minutes. She really is going to do this. I can't convince her to stop. She's committed to it. She set the timer for it, and she's going to do this rotation of words. Yes, I am love. And if you don't feel comfortable saying love, then say loved. It's okay. It's okay, because sometimes we don't feel like we're worthy of love, much less capable of love. So choose the one that is appropriate for you, which one feels okay for you to use. And stay focused on this. Don't allow anything to distract you. And what's going to happen is eventually your mind is going to realize that you are determined. And it's going to see that just because it becomes quiet doesn't mean that it dies. It doesn't mean that you lose intelligence. In fact, the opposite becomes true. You actually gain clarity. You actually gain focus. You actually improve your memory, because there is a higher power now that's actually guiding your mind and directing your mind instead of your mind running wild and crazy and going all over the place. There's some focus here. There's an intention here. So the four words, again, are yes, I am loved. And you don't repeat them as a mantra, although you may want to start off as a mantra. For people who are beginning, I'll say, number one, set your timer. Number two, use this heart song is what it's called. Use this heart song as a mantra, which means in your mind, repeat it over and over. Yes, I am loved. Yes, I am loved. Yes, I am loved. Repeat it until you become familiar with the words. And then go into the practice of holding one word at a time, starting with yes, yes. And I hold it in my mind, yes. And I use it to plow through all the thoughts. And I may hold it for a minute or two or three, however long it takes until all those thoughts stop. I don't time it. I don't worry about it. I just hold it until the thoughts stop and I'm in peace. Once the thoughts start, you pick up the next word, am or I, and you do the same thing. And then you do am, and then you do loved, and then you repeat. Eventually the mind will learn. it will be quiet. Eventually, you will find that peace within you. Eventually, and maybe faster than you can imagine, you're going to have a relief in your anxieties and in your worries. I wish you many blessings on this journey.